Compare Raleigh's with any other cigarette. Raleigh's do give you the golden, more expensive tobaccos. From Hollywood, the Raleigh Cigarette Program, starring Red Skelton with Ozzie Nelson and his orchestra, Harriet Hilliard, and Wonderful Smith. Ladies and gentlemen, when you make any purchase, you don't buy blindfolded. You look and see that you're getting the best. And fortunately, you can see for yourself which cigarette is best. Compare the open ends of a pack of Raleigh cigarettes with any other brand. You'll see instantly that the tobacco in Raleigh's is unmistakably more golden in color. Now, that's proof beyond dispute of Raleigh's superiority. For experts will tell you that these golden tobaccos are choicer, more expensive. And 31 of these superior tobaccos go into Raleigh's exclusive blend, each contributing its own distinctive seasoning touch. No other cigarette can boast a more careful blend. No other cigarette gives you Raleigh's richness, smoothness, mildness. Raleigh's give you valuable coupons, too, redeemable for over 70 luxury premiums, including United States defense stamps. Your own eyes and your good taste will tell you that it pays in many ways to get the pack with a coupon on the back, Raleigh Cigarettes. Orchestra playing Who from Sunny. And now we bring you Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's newest young comedian, the star of our show, Red Skelton.
Thank you very much, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How are you, Truman? What do you know, huh?
Nothing much, Red. What do you know?
Nothing? Well, we're a couple of morons, ain't we?
Well, I wouldn't say that, Red. I'm just tired. Yeah. You know, I really have been busy with my spring house cleaning.
Say, you know, me too. And boy, was that place dirty. I found a gopher in the living room.
Red, you found gophers in the living room?
Yeah.
Where'd they come from?
I don't know, but one of them was singing deep in the heart of Texas.
Boy, I bet you had a job on your hands with your house.
Yeah, boy, I scrubbed those windows for 3 hours, and then I discovered they had blackout paper over them.
Red, did you clean all the rugs, too?
What rugs?
Haven't you got any rugs?
No.
Well, what's on the floor?
Devil grass.
Hiya, Red.
How are you there, Harriet? Say, have you started your spring cleaning?
Oh, I'm through with my spring cleaning. I got all my dusting and washing and mangling done.
Really?
I was mangled once.
Really, Ozzy? What happened?
I thought he was her brother.
I saw you doing your spring house cleaning. Yeah. You look very cute in that apron and dust cap.
Say, you know, a very embarrassing thing happened to me. A salesman came to the door.
What'd he do?
Well, he took one look at me in that dust cap and apron, and he said, "Do you need any razor blades, madam?"
Red, how about that picture of Whistler's mother? Was that dusty?
Yeah, Whistler's mother was so dusty she couldn't even pucker.
Say, Red, have you got good cleaning equipment?
Yeah, I got a brush for everything.
You have a brush for everything.
Yeah, just like the girls at the Palladium.
You know, it seems everybody wants to do spring cleaning early this year.
Yeah, the boys in the Army and the Navy are anxious to get started with their spring cleaning in Tokyo. Yes, sir, boys. Spring is really in the air.
I sprang in the air once.
You did, Ozzy?
Yes, I'll be coming down any day now.
Say, Harry, did you have much trouble with your cleaning?
Oh, no. We just took the furniture all out and aired it.
You know, I took my mattress out in the backyard for an airing, and guess what happened?
What?
All the lumps got up and ran off into the woods.
I got my lumps once.
You did, Ozzy?
Yeah, I bet a guy I could lean further out of the window than he could.
And you won.
Yeah. Gosh, the things a fellow will do these days for a yo-yo.
You know, Red, spring must be here. Yeah. Everybody's starting to plant those victory gardens where they raise their own vegetables and things.
Yeah, you know, that's a good idea, especially out here in California where things grow so fast.
Do things really grow fast here, Red?
Sure, you just wait and see. You plant a carrot in the ground and it's only 2 weeks before it's dead. You know, victory's a swell idea, though, but Mrs. Fernsworth Aslop next door to me goes even farther. She has a victory laundry.
A victory laundry? What's that?
Well, every time she hangs her wash on the line, it's always 3 shorts and 1 long. Without you, baby. And very good, too. Say, Ozzy, I'm sorry I didn't get a chance to come over and see you at the Florentine Garden, but I went to San Diego and got lost.
You got lost? Yeah. Well, why didn't you ask somebody how to get back?
I did, and the time he finished telling me, he was lost. You know, getting directions from a stranger is really an experience. Say, what do you say, Ozzy? Let's show the different types of people who get lost and the things they run into. First, we have a fellow who's lost at 2 o'clock in the morning, and he runs into one of these type of guys.
Hey, why don't you watch out where you're going?
Why don't you look where you're going? I almost ran over you.
You did?
Yeah, now come on, get out of the way, move.
I can't, you're a Buick standing on my foot.
Now wait a minute, have you been drinking?
Well, I ain't been hit by shrapnel.
Now look, you ought to be more careful. You walked right in front of my car.
I did not.
You did?
I did not. I fell in front of it.
Now, why did you do that?
Well, I saw 2 lampposts and I leaned up against the wrong one. Hey, what's your name anyway?
My name's Bradley.
Yeah, my name's Oliphant Paul Neighbor. What's yours?
Bradley, I told you.
Bradley, I told you. My, what an unusual name.
Hey, listen, friend. Where do you come from?
Reform school, North Dakota.
Oh, I mean, where do you live?
Reform school, North Dakota.
No, Now, listen. Where were you born?
Oh, Reform School, South Dakota.
Hey, look, maybe you could help me. I'm lost, you see. Yeah. Now, where's there a good hotel in this town?
There ain't any.
Are there any rooming houses?
Yeah, but a high-class guy like you shouldn't stay in a rooming house. Why don't you go to a hotel?
Okay. Where is one?
There ain't any.
I'll see you later. I gotta find a place to sleep.
Sleep? Hey, you got your pajamas with you?
I don't sleep in pajamas.
Neither do I. A bed's good enough for me. But it's gonna be different when the Army takes me.
Oh, you're kidding. Why would the Army take you?
It's my wife, the old blabbermouth. She told them I was a tank. Hey, did you ever see a picture of my wife?
No, I never, but I'd like to see it.
Oh, Peeping Tom, huh?
Well, look, I've got to find a place to stay and get some rest.
I know a little place. I go there all the time when I get a little tipsy.
Oh, it's fine.
It's nice and quiet. You start the car and I'll take you there.
Fine. Come on, climb in my car and we'll try and find a hotel, huh?
Okay, I'll drive.
Just a minute. No. You don't drive my car.
Why not? I got a California driver's license.
No, I'll drive. You just point out the directions.
Yeah, I got a driver's license. Entitles me to anything.
I'll drive. You point out the directions.
Okay.
Well, all right, don't stand there. Get in the car and close the door.
Putting awful cheap doors in these. Half glass.
All right. Now which way?
How did I get in the back seat? Hey, I don't want to scare you or anything, but there's somebody sitting next to me in this seat.
Why, that's me.
It is?
Yeah.
Well, don't look now, but there's somebody sitting next to you.
That's you.
Oh, well, now that we've got that straightened out, what's my name? Come on, let's go. Turn up this alley here.
Why, you dope, this is a dead-end street. Hey, and look, we're driving straight toward a solid brick wall.
Solid brick wall, he says.
It is.
Wasn't so solid after all, was it?
Then we have a lady and her little boy. They're on a shopping tour, and the mean little boy gets lost in the store and is wandering about and is spied by the store's detective. So, Harriet, you be my mother, and I'll be the mean little kid.
Mommy dog. Where are you, mommy dog? I want my mommy.
Well, hello there, little boy. Are you lost?
What do you think? I sprouted from a crack in the floor? Hey, are you the store detective or a floor walker?
I'm the store detective. Why?
Well, in that case, I will kick you in the shin.
Oh! What's the idea of that? Supposing I was the floor walker, what would you have done then?
Same thing. I got a one-track mind. Hey, have you seen my mummy?
No, but if you tell me where you got lost, maybe I can find your mother.
All right. I was on the second floor near the broken dish department.
Oh. You must be mistaken, son. We don't have a broken dish department.
He don't know me very well, does he, boy? It ought to be easy to find my mummy. Everybody said I had a spitting image of her.
Spitting image?
Yeah, you want me to prove it?
No! Now, look. Tell me, what's your name?
I would tell you if you turn a bright light in me face and do like they do in the movies. Between you and Grill and me, see? And I may talk.
You may talk.
Or I may bite. I have temperamental, you know.
Now, look, sonny. Where do you live?
In a La Brea tar pit.
Oh, now, wait a minute. You don't live in the La Brea tar pits. Now, do you?
No, but I will if I don't tell you my name.
Well, where did you see your mother last?
Well, she was at the exchange counter.
She is? What's she doing there?
Well, she's trying to detain me for something useful.
Maybe a bag of candy would do it.
Hey, what you eating, mister?
Candy. And if you tell me your name, I'll give you some.
Okay, give me some. That's very good.
Very good.
All right, now that you've had the candy, what's your name?
It wasn't that good.
Why does this happen to me? Maybe I'm being punished for stealing that tie in the bargain basement.
Pardon me, but I've lost my little boy. Junior, what's this man doing to you?
He was just getting ready to hit me.
Oh, how dare you? How dare you hit my child? Don't you know he carries a knife?
Yes, I carry a knife. That's my slogan.
What's your slogan?
Swing and stabber with Junior the Jabber. Hey, Mommy, what did you buy me?
I bought you a bicycle.
Yeah?
And now you can ride it down the middle of Sunset Boulevard.
That's dangerous, ain't it?
Yes.
Mommy, I think you got a dash of Peter Lorre in you.
Well, come on, Junior. We've got some more shopping to do.
Okay. Mommy, I am tired. Carry me, will you?
I'm tired, too. You carry me.
You carry me or I will tell.
You'll tell what?
I will tell everybody that you used bubble gum to hold up your stocking.
Junior!
Hey, Mommy, can I have a lollipop?
No, lick your thumb.
Well, I am, but I don't like it. All the flavor's gone. I want a lollipop.
No, you'll spoil your lunch.
Can I have a hot dog for lunch?
No, you'll spoil your dinner.
Well, can I have some food for dinner, or will it spoil my breakfast? Now work your way out of that one. I'm hungry.
You got that empty feeling, Junior?
Yeah, I'm as empty as that fellow on the Fibber McGee program, Hollow Wilcox.
Oh, come on, let's go into this department.
I said it, and I'm glad. I said it.
Junior, come on now. Let's go into this department. I have to buy you some new shoes.
You know, why don't you buy me a little shirt?
A shirt?
Yeah. I look pretty silly running around with this necktie around my bare neck. Uh-oh, here come the man running for the elevator. I will stick my foot out at the proper time.
Why did you make me miss that elevator?
I could answer that, but it would only lead to bloodshed.
Oh, Junior, look at those nice house dresses over there.
Yeah.
Junior, you stand right here.
Okay. Boy, if I work fast, I can get lost again. Well, here I am, all alone. Look at them pretty sleds. Oh, boy, I think I will try one of them out. I will go belly whopping. Oh, boy, I won't do that again. Oh, boy, I don't do that no more. I hurt my little tummy. Oh, boy. I bet I could slide down the stairway, though. I wonder if it's steep enough. It looks steep enough. If I do, I get a weapon. I do it. I will slide down the stairway. Here I go. Look out, folks, at the foot of the stairs. Oh, boy, what a mess. Oh, look at that man I ran into. What a mess. He's laying awful still. I wonder if he dead. I will ask you, hey, mister, are you dead? Speak to me, mister. Speak to me.
Why did you make me miss that elevator?
ladies and gentlemen, a special message for Raleigh cigarette smokers. Now, Raleigh cigarette coupons are redeemable for United States defense stamps. Yes, now you can do your country and yourselves a great service by redeeming your valuable Raleigh coupons for vital defense stamps. Each pack of Raleigh cigarettes you buy is worth more to you than ever before. And to those of you who have not yet tried Raleigh cigarettes, let me offer this suggestion. Try just one pack of Raleighs. You'll enjoy their smoothness, mildness, the golden goodness of their rich tobacco blend. And you'll certainly enjoy saving those valuable Raleigh coupons that may be redeemed for more than 70 luxury premiums, including United States defense stamps. Yes, today more than ever before, you'll find that it pays in many ways to smoke Raleighs. The pack with the coupon on the back, Raleigh cigarettes.
Getting back to people who get lost, let's look in on Deadeye and his gang who have just robbed the last National Bank of Azusa. And now, and are hightailing it across the Mojave Desert.
Whoa! Well, men, we may as well stop, because I don't know where we are.
What's that over there? It looks like a city.
That's a mirage.
Well, let's head for that. It's better than nothing.
Yeah. Say, where's Calamity Jane?
She stopped back at the dime store to get a bottle of Taboo.
Taboo? What's that?
How do I know? I ain't a dame.
Hey, Deadeye, here comes Calamity Jane now.
Yeah, she must be in an awful hurry, too. She's carrying the horse.
Oh, that horse gets heavier with the day. Hiya, Deadeye. Did you make a getaway okay?
Yeah, but where were you?
I stopped to get some liniment from a horse and some perfumey for me.
Perfumey? What's that?
Sweet-smelling stuff like soap.
Soap? What's that?
That's the junk that lots of females use on their faces.
Females? What's that?
Say, don't you know nothing?
Nothing? What's that?
Yeah, Mr. Deadeye, we better stop here for a while. My mule, Rathbone, just can't go no further.
Say, wonderful, what makes that mule so skinny, huh?
Well, every morning I toss a coin to see if I'll buy hay or beer.
Yeah?
He is the unluckiest mule. He lost 6 times this week.
Say, you know, I think we're lost, Deadeye.
Yeah, why?
Well, that last signpost said, your guess is as good as mine.
Hey, wonderful. Can't you tell where we are by the position of the stars?
Nope. Not since them air raid wardens got busy the other night.
Boy, I sure am thirsty.
Look, Deadeye, there's a water hole over
there. Yeah, but look at all them bones laying around it. It's poison.
But there's a sign by it. What does it say, Deadeye?
Good drinking water. Forget what happened to the others. Signed, Junior. Well, who's going to try that water?
Well, don't look at me, Mr. Deadeye. I likes to smack my lips after I drink.
Come on, wonderful. Drink that water, will you?
Not me. That vulture over there just pulled out a tape measure.
That ain't no vulture. That's an eagle.
Yeah, but he's got ideas like a vulture.
You try it, Deadeye. You ain't afraid to die, are you?
No, but I just ain't ready for a knotty pine zoot suit just yet. Why don't you drink it, or are you yellow?
Hey, look me straight in the eye and say that.
I can't look you straight in the eye. Every time I focus, you unfocus. I don't want any more of your lips, see? On second thought, maybe I do. Meat's gonna be a little scarce around here.
You can't talk to me that away, Deadeye. No. Reach for your shooting iron.
But let's be fair and square about this. I'll count three, then we'll both draw. You ready?
Ready.
One, two, three. Butterfingers. Listen, what's that?
Them's wolves howling, Deadeye.
Well, we can't be so far from Hollywood after all.
Say, Deadeye, I'm scared to death of coyotes after what they did to my mother.
Yeah, what'd they do to your mother?
They bit back at her.
Don't be afraid, gal. Cuddle up to me. I'm strong.
Yeah, but the wrong kind of strong. Ain't you glad I'm here with you, Deadeye?
Yeah, but I'd rather have me old gal Surefire.
Surefire? What's she got that I ain't got?
Water on the knee. Water. Water.
Deadeye. Deadeye, it's a sheriff.
Ain't no use trying to get away. I'm burning up inside.
Finally caught up to you, did I?
Yeah, water. You look mighty nice, Sheriff, in that tuxedo. Water.
Well, I'm expecting to be killed.
Yeah. Now, water.
Yeah, I'm going to give you some. I know I shouldn't be doing this, but here, take a drink from my canteen.
Quick, give it to me. I'm perched.
That's enough, Deadeye. Steam's coming out of your ears.
Deadeye, you're mighty clever to hide away out here. We never thought of looking for you this far away from civilization. Why, at this spot, no one would find you.
Yeah, where are we?
Read that sign on that building.
Great Ball of Fire, Santa Anita.
Oz in the orchestra will pause in waving the Johnson rag for a moment. Del King has a bit of news about Sir Walter Raleigh.
Pipe smokers, you'll hit a new high in smoking pleasure the first time you smoke Sir Walter Raleigh smoking tobacco. It's smooth and mild, packed with a rich nut-like flavor. It's satisfying and mellow, never bites your tongue, because it's made from a blend of extra choice selected burleys. And the aroma of Sir Walter Raleigh is pleasing to everyone. It's the quality pipe tobacco of America. Try Sir Walter Raleigh tonight.
Remember, we'll all be back again next Tuesday at the same time. Red Skelton, Ozzie Nelson and his orchestra, Harriet Hilliard, Wonderful Smith, and yours truly, Truman Bradley. Until next Tuesday, then.
This is Red Skelton saying goodbye now. Thanks for listening.
Red Skelton is heard on this program through the courtesy of the Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Studios. This program came to you from Hollywood. This is the National Broadcasting Company.